channel. This is Kentuckiana's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 84 WAKS. In-depth team coverage starts now.
Good evening. It's 9 o'clock on News Radio 84 WHAS. I'm Michael Clark reporting. Well, President Bush has made it to the Boy Scout Jamboree in Virginia. ABC News tells us what he had to say to the thousands of scouts.
President Bush offers condolences and encouragement, speaking at the National Boy Scout Jamboree in Caroline County, Virginia.
Laura and I join Americans across our country in extending our sympathy and prayers to the families of the scout leaders who lost their lives so tragically earlier this week.
Annual Jamboree at the Army's Fort A.P. Hill was touched by tragedy. Four scout leaders were killed in an electrical accident while putting up a tent.
The men you lost were models of good citizenship, leaders who stepped forward to serve a good and selfless cause.
The President's visit to the Boy Scout Jamboree was postponed twice, says ABC's Andy Field in Washington.
Bad weather grounded the President for his planned Boy Scout speech on Wednesday. The scouts told him they didn't have enough emergency crews for people overcome by heat on Thursday.
President Bush says when you become a scout, you make a statement that you're a certain kind of person with important values for America. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Well, NASA engineers are examining precision photographs of potential damage areas on the shuttle Discovery. Experts will continue studying those locations apparently damaged during the launch. Now, no final decisions have been made on the risk they pose or whether repairs will be attempted during a spacewalk. Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell has set aside millions of dollars in the transportation bill passed by Congress for a new park system here in Louisville. The $38 million boosts the plan for new parks in the city's suburbs. The new money means that the parks initiative will be built in 5 to 7 years instead of the 15 as originally planned. The names of deadbeat parents were listed in today's Courier Journal. Jefferson County Attorney Irv Mays is hoping the public will help his office locate those who owe child support.
We have 192 employees who do nothing but full-time child support collection. Of that, we have 8 child support detectives. We're the only county in the state that has standalone detectives. This is their only job.
Mays says they're not out to embarrass anybody. They're just trying to help those families in need. If you want to help out, call 574-0821. Well, some city officials in Jordanton, Texas, are outraged that a public works supervisor ordered employees to drown 6 stray dogs at the city's sewer plant rather than having the animals properly euthanized. And for punishment, the supervisor was ordered to attend classes with animal control officers. A city councilman, Daryl Richter, says the workers took the dogs from the pound to the sewer plant and dropped their cages into the water. A child saw those drownings and told his mother, who complained. And author J.K. Rowling won't make any money on some Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince books hitting the streets today in Beijing. They're fakes, but pretty good ones. The unauthorized Chinese versions have only some missing paragraphs and a couple of details that are wrong. Your Wave 3 Storm Center forecast is next. It's 9:03 on 84 WHAS.
Get the latest Wave 3 Storm Center forecast on News Radio 84 WHAS, your official weather station.
84 WHAS, Wave 3 Storm Center forecast.
This is Wave 3 meteorologist Andy Weingartner. Forecast for tonight, calling for mainly clear skies, and it will be mild, the low 68 degrees for Monday. Another sunny day, hot and a little more humid, high temperature 93. Hottest day of the week will be Tuesday with sunshine. We should hit 95, the heat index near 100. Low 90s then the rest of the week, and no rain mentioned till perhaps Friday. That's your Wave 3 Storm Center forecast on News Radio 84 WHAS. I'm Andy Weingartner.
We have clear skies and 88 degrees at 9:06 here in Louisville. I'm Michael Clark, News Radio 84 WHAS. Kentuckiana's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station depend on it.
From ABC News, this is Perspective. Perspective. Taking you beyond the headlines of today's stories and trends, I'm Sherry Preston.
From Clear Channel, this is Kentuckiana's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station.
84 WHAS.
In-depth team coverage starts now.
Good evening, I'm Michael Clark. It's 11 o'clock now on News Radio 84 WHAS. A new scarlet letter of sorts for those who don't pay their child support. News Radio 84's Kim Gordon reports.
Hundreds of parents who owe millions in child support payments in Jefferson County got some bad publicity on Sunday. Their names were published in a special listing in the Courier-Journal. County Attorney Irv Mays decided to publish the names in the hopes of locating some of the deadbeat parents. Each parent on the list has failed to make consistent child support payments, and they're in arrears 6 months or more. Officials say if your name is on the list and you feel the dollar amount listed is wrong, you should call the county attorney's office at 574-0821. If you can help find some of the people on the list, you're also asked to call that same number. Again, that number, 574-0821. Kim Gordon, News Radio 84 WHAS.
Louisville's plan to create a suburban ring of parks has been promised $38 million in federal funding that will allow the project to be completed years ahead of schedule.
Today, we announced that Senator McConnell has been able to receive for this community, obtain for this community, $38 million of money that can be used to jumpstart the City of Parks initiative.
Mayor Jerry Abramson made the announcement Saturday morning. The City of Parks project was first announced back in February. The initial estimate was 20 years for completion, but now with so much federal funding, it could be done in 7 years. Police have arrested seven people in a raid in southern England as the probe into the failed transit bombing continues. In all, 21 people are in custody, and British newspapers reporting that investigators are now looking into possible ties between two bombing suspects and Saudi Arabia. Stay tuned. That's what the White House Chief of Staff Andy Carr told reporters when asked if the president would make a recess appointment of John Bolton as the U.N. ambassador. One key Democratic senator told Fox News Sunday Bolton lacks credibility and has damaged goods. And finally, Caltech astronomers say they've discovered a new planet that proves the power of the sun's gravity.
The sun's gravity is much greater than we thought and well beyond the present end of the solar system, the planet Pluto.
Dr. Steve Cates says there's much to be discovered in our solar system. And in sports news, Adam Dunn, Willie Mopena, and Rich Aurelia all hit home runs to lead the Cincinnati Reds to a 7-1 victory over the San Diego Padres today. It's 11:03 now on News Radio 84 WHAS. Your Wave 3 Storm Center forecast is next.
Depend on News Radio 84 WHAS throughout the day for Republic Bank and Trust Company Bloomberg Money Update.
84 WHAS. Wave 3 Storm Center forecast.
This is Wave 3 meteorologist Andy Weingartner forecast for tonight, calling for mainly clear skies, and it will be mild, the low 68 degrees for Monday. Another sunny day, hot and a little more humid. High temperature 93. Hottest day of the week will be Tuesday with sunshine. We should hit 95, the heat index near 100. Low 90s then the rest of the week, and no rain mentioned till perhaps Friday. That's your Wave 3 Storm Center forecast on News Radio 84 WHAS. I'm Andy Weingart.
Right now, clear skies. It's 83 degrees at 11:06 in Louisville. I'm Michael Clark, News Radio 84 WHAS, Kentuckiana's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
This is Kentuckiana's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station.
84 WHAS.
In-depth team coverage starts now.
And good morning. It's 12 o'clock at News Radio 84 WHAS. I'm Joe Hall. Some NASA engineers are concerned the material dangling off Discovery could trigger dangerous overheating during descent. We get more now from Fox News.
Fox News Radio, I'm Ken Duffy. Flawed Discovery. NASA finding the shuttle Discovery with gap fillers dangling from its belly. They could overheat upon reentry to Earth's atmosphere. One former astronaut on Fox News Sunday saying space travel is filled with risks.
Space flight is risky business. You can never make it 100% safe.
Democratic Senator Bill Nelson of Florida. Leaving the Natalie Holloway mystery behind for now. Natalie's mother, Beth Holloway Twitty, returning home to the U.S. after spending time on Aruba searching for her daughter. The Alabama teen missing for 2 months, and President Bush considering a recess appointment for U.N. nominee John Bolton.
The news that President Bush intends to put an end to the stonewalling that's kept Bolton out of the U.N. for months has some Democrats crying foul.
Fox's Megan Kendall in Washington reporting President Bush has a constitutional right to fill any vacancies during a congressional recess. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Words of comfort and encouragement from President Bush at the Boy Scout Jamboree near Washington Sunday.
Thousands of scouts have shown the highest form of patriotism by going on to wear the uniform of the United States military.
Bush also praised four adult leaders electrocuted at the Jamboree last week. He also said Barbara Bush was his den mother about the time her hair turned white. Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell has set aside millions in the transportation bill passed by Congress for a new park system here in Louisville. The $38 million boosts the plan for the new parks in the suburbs. The new money means the parks initiative will be built in 5 to 7 years instead of the 15 as originally planned. The names of deadbeat parents are listed in Sunday's Courier-Journal. Jefferson County Attorney Irv Mays is hoping the public will help his office locate those who owe child support.
We're not after embarrassing anybody. We're not after putting anybody in jail. Unfortunately, there does come a point in time that there is a difference between being dead broke and dead beat.
A Metro Council grant paid for the $25,000 pullout section in the Courier. The initiative originated from the Human Services Committee that deals with the child support issue. Lawmakers in Oregon are taking one of the toughest stances in the nation on cracking down on meth use. Robert Kennedy has that story.
The Senate has put the finishing touches on a package of meth bills. The most controversial element, the requirement that a doctor's prescription is necessary to buy common cold products because some of the ingredients are used to make meth.
If we need to be stronger than the federal requirements, that is what we need to do.
Senator Jenny Burdick says current restrictions on the products aren't working. Senator Vicky Walker agrees meth is a big problem, but this is a huge inconvenience.
This is a Patriot Act response to methamphetamine.
The new law would go into effect next summer. Robert Kennedy, Salem.
And low carb, low cash. Atkins Nutritionals, the company that promoted low-carb eating into a national diet craze, has filed bankruptcy. Atkins has been hurt by the declining popularity of its namesake diet. The company says its bankruptcy filing will not affect its day-to-day operations. The Wave 3 Storm Center 4...